This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5... That fell apart in my hands. 5563. Hey, thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Being involved, being engaged, just being with us. You know, and it looks like I've changed shirts. I haven't changed shirts. By the magic of radio, I had a couple of things happen, worked out well, and, you know, I just spent probably, I know, this is tough to believe, I just spent about an hour and a half with a bunch of other elected officials in my local area. And interesting that the discussion from both sides of the aisle was about the impeachment, process and what took place. Now, there are fringes where I'm at, where some people, they just won't get along with you because you're a Republican or won't get along with you because you're a Democrat. But the majority of us, especially those in the education world, we don't look at things that way. You know, we're trying to do what's right for education. And it doesn't do us any good to always be, jumping down each other's throats. You know, it really would be crazy to do something like that. So, rather than be adversarial, which is what I could have been very easily done, I decided not to. But rather than be that, it is easier just to look at them and go, look, do you want to beat this up tonight? I mean, do you want to talk about what you guys got going on, who you've put up? You know, I mean, seriously, you've got Adam Schiff, who makes it up as he goes. You want to believe what he has to say? Are you serious? I'm amazed. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. You know, when you sit down and start running down, I mean, they love Pelosi. No matter what she does, no matter what she says, how she says, they just love her. I'm amazed. I would think you would be too, but I'm really amazed. So, you know, I don't know when you're, I don't want to say arguing. Yes, I do, but I won't. But when you're discussing with these people, and you're trying to just look at, don't even start an argument, you're saying, hey, I'm not trying to start an argument with you. I'm not trying to make it, I don't know, I don't know how to say it. I'm not trying to be your adversary. I'm not trying to show you that I'm better than you, but how about we look at the realities of who's saying what and when? You know, let's talk about Adam Schiff and his inability to tell the truth, and the guy that actually should be in jail. Come on. No, you're with me. If you think about Adam Schiff talking about how he had proof. He had eyeball proof. He had physical proof that President Trump colluded with the Russians. Can we ask him to go? I'm here. I'll wait. Ask him to get it. Ask him to bring it here. Ask him to show it to us. I don't think there's anything, wrong with that. Do you? Bring it to us. Show it to us. Show us what you got. Otherwise, aren't you being treasonous? You've got information on a president that colluded, supposedly colluded with Russians, with communists? And this is the best you can do? You can't show it to us? Wouldn't that make you an accessory? I'm just asking. I'm curious. I mean, I don't get it otherwise. Yeah, he needs to be looked into. He's a sick man. At this point, I don't know any other way to put it. He's a sick man. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, CBS poll shows that the majority of Americans across all parties think that the new impeachment talk, now this is the Daily Wire, it does not, or they're doing it just to hurt Trump's reelection. Now this is the majority of Americans across all party lines. They think they're doing this just to hurt Trump's reelection possibly. I tell you what, they're not. They're going to help it. The more and more you see people that are running away from the Democrat Party and why they are helping the issue. Media outlets all over the place rushed to report recent polls showing Americans favor an impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Closer examination of those polls revealed that far more than their bias should be. There's got to be noted first that it's expected that after weeks, I mean, think about this. They have been crying wolf for 3 years. Russia didn't pan out for them. Mueller didn't pan out for them. I mean, again, the more they went after them, the more they found out none of this stuff was sticking. They had no real proof of this. I want you to believe they did, but they didn't. When does the craziness stop? That would be my question. When does this stuff stop? Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. There's a lot more coming up after the break, I promise. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, thanks for being with me. Thanks for taking the time with us today. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. All right. If you want to be involved, you want to get engaged, you can head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. We have a live chat room going on. There's a lot happening there. But you can also give me your email address. I don't sell them. I don't give them out. I don't sell them to other people. It's real simple. You take the email address, okay, and you stick it. You stick it in the little box there. It says, "Hey, send me a weekly update." I don't beat you up every day with them. And if you're not into the email, because some of you aren't, I'm not. I hate email. We can notify you in a text alert. Text alert being 77. I mean, I'm sorry. You want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77-22. All right. We were talking about how, you know, again, this impeachment thing. Now, if you don't think this has been going on forever, then you've been in a coma, and I'm sorry about that. But Maxine Waters has been screaming, impeach 45, since the day he got elected. Tell me that doesn't show an ulterior motive. It does to me. I mean, I'm sorry, you'd have to be in a coma not to think that this has been it from day one, and they've been trying to hang him from day one, and you know that. If you're honest, you'd at least say it, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. But a new CBS poll, and they're not president-friendly, it shows that a majority of Americans across all party lines, they think the latest impeachment talk, they're trying to is done just to simply try to hurt the president. And I do too, right? I don't believe for a minute that they're worried about how America is. They're worried about what we look like to other countries. Let me tell you what. Other countries are now mimicking us. Not mocking us, but mimicking us. More and more countries are looking for nationalism. They're looking to be able to take care of themselves first. Oh, my God. What a terrible thing to want to do. When our country is strong. Look, we have the strongest military on the face of the planet. You know, because of that, not only do other countries not screw with us for the most part, but secondly, we can go help other countries. We can protect other countries. We can feed other countries. We can clean water for other countries when they have natural disasters. Some of our ships, our aircraft carriers, they can take care of 3,000 people a day, or I'm sorry, they can feed up to 3,000, but they can during a lunch, dinner, or whatever. But they can house, they can take care of medical, all that, clean water. I want you to think about that. That's because we have it already. Because we already have the power. We already have the ability. Oh, so terrible. Media's been rushing around trying to make sure that we know, we understand what the polls show. But their polls, the way, you know, I was talking to somebody about polls tonight. I said, I don't even pay attention. I use it for fodder. But other than that, I don't really pay attention to them. Why? I don't know how the question's asked. I don't know who was asked, too. I don't know if it really was a breakup. You know, I don't know, 48% Republican, 52 Dems, whatever it was. So, if you think, it should be, look, you need to note that it's expected that after weeks of the media blasting, you know, they've got headlines and bring people in, and they're blasting you on a minute-by-minute basis about Trump's alleged crimes. You know, so with Trump, he's guilty before he even talks to anyone. Before he's brought in front of a jury or anything else, he's guilty. But Obama, Holder, Clinton, and so forth, they were given passes. It was always alleged. It was always just a conspiracy. Just amazing. And the former CBS reporter, Cheryl Atkinson, she went a step further. She dove into the CBS poll, like I said, which showed a majority of Americans favored the impeachment of Trump. Atkinson looked into the poll for her column at The Hill. She discovered that while the majority did claim that they favored impeachment inquiry into Trump, 55 to 45%, the poll overly sampled. Guess. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Guess. Who do you think they called more than others? Democrats. Of course. A check of the poll data also showed it interviewed 124 more Democrats than Republicans. Now, that's really significant statistically. 6% points more Democrats than Republicans, Atkinson wrote, assuming for the sake of argument that Democrats and Republicans generally respond along party lines. The sample that looked at the 6% points more Republicans instead of Democrats would blow the headline. That's a majority, that the majority of Americans favor the impeachment inquiry. See, that's the other thing. They're selling it as an impeachment. It's not. Remember, Congress is going to put together a resolution suggesting, you know, I don't even know why they're going through this charade, other than they think they're going to get a gotcha moment. The only gotcha it's going to be gotcha gotten is the Democrats. That's it. Anyway, theoretically, you know, you can make some changes here. Change the pro-impeachment inquiry majority to a minority, 59% favoring the impeachment and 51% opposing it. It's all in how they lay it out, right? The former CBS reporter said a more accurate headline for the poll was a majority of Americans in Democrat-heavy poll favored an impeachment requirement. That was a shock. Right? There was something left out of the headlines. See, I've been hearing about this poll all day. They're making me crazy. And I always say the same thing. Who did they ask the questions to? Well, how was the question posed? And was the question posed before or after a certain amount of other questions? Are we at a fatigue moment? That's why the person who just wants to get off the phone will pretty much say whatever they have to say to get off the phone. The poll showed that 58% say Trump does not deserve to be impeached. 58. He's a Dems or Republicans, remember, and it's Dem heavy. Or, that is too soon to say, using the same math as above, adjust that for the lopsided number of Democrats interviewed, it would theoretically become 64% believing that Trump doesn't deserve impeachment. Well, he's true. I don't know if the percentage numbers are right on, but he's true. It's if you ask the question, all on how you ask the question, right, and how you spin the answers. And they are geniuses at this. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back. You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, the big development, President Trump calling on China and Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter's dealings. In both countries, the president speaking to reporters on the South Lawn before heading to Florida.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
President Trump speaking to seniors at the Villages in Florida later in the day.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare benefits.
Saying he signs an executive order protecting Medicare from socialist destruction.
In my campaign for president, I made you a sacred pledge that I would strengthen, protect, and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens. And you see, it's under siege, but it's not going to happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Welcome back. Appreciate you so much. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Oh, my God. With me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Yes, I am the product of Boston Public Schools. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. Head over to the website. A lot going on there. A lot of stories you can read. A lot of information you can give us. Or, you know, it'd be really nice, buy a mug, right? You heard Corey in the first hour, buy a mug, buy a t-shirt. I don't want to send him to your house. You don't want him showing up at your house, believe me. You've seen pictures of me standing next to him. You don't want him showing up at your house. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we're talking about the recent poll that they're touting on the left. And they're saying more and more Republicans, Democrats, decline the states. Independents, whatever you want to call them, want Trump impeached. But it's not true. It's just flat out not true. First off, the whole thing is skewed to begin with. Because it had many, 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 many more Democrats than it did Republicans. Didn't split them down the middle. Didn't even split the independents down the middle. They had 124 more Democrats than any other. That would make a big difference, don't you think? The poll also showed a majority of respondents thought the impeachment inquiry would be better for Democrats in 2020. As Atkinson noted, the number would flip if the polls were slanted towards Republicans as much as it was towards Democrats. See, again, it's all in how you ask the question. Now, finally, Atkinson pointed out a majority from each party, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, said that they believe that the primary goal of the Democrats' impeachment inquiry, ready, is to politically damage Donald Trump. Again, I say, according to the poll, which wasn't mentioned, a majority of each party, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, said they believe the primary goal of the Democrats' impeachment inquiry is to politically damage Donald Trump's presidency and his chance of re-election. Now, at least these people were honest enough to admit it. Now, Of course, this doesn't mean that everything is looking positive for Trump, but as Atkinson concluded, we already are seeing the continuation of a trend that proved problematic. Right? In 15 to 16, polls being used to try to shape the public opinion. And they're never, look, they're never going to stop doing this. Right? They're never going to stop oversampling Democrats in these things. Right? And when you go round and round and round and round and round about this stuff, you have to understand really the bottom. Some people just answer a poll to get you off the phone. They don't want to be bothered with you. And they're not getting the response they expected. They expected parties in the streets, people running down the streets with signs, yay Democrats. It's not happening. And it's got to be making them nervous. And now we come to find out that Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, and probably half the Democrat team knew about this so-called whistleblower, or the non-whistleblower, as I like to call them. They knew about the stuff the information before it actually went public. Is that how it's supposed to work? I thought it was supposed to be submitted to an independent party, devoid of Republican Democrat. I mean, seriously, none of this process has been above board, and they blame us. House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff, who has played a leading role in this investigation, he's facing questions about his own connection to a Soviet-born businessman who has raised money for his campaign. Now, his company has, now, not Schiff's, but the Ukrainian who raised money for Schiff has found himself, well, getting one heck of a return on investment. Because he gets most of the government contracts, right, the Schiff donor gets most of the government contracts out of Ukraine. The man, Igor Pasternak, I'm sure I'm saying it wrong, he's the founder and CEO of Worldwide Eidos Corporation, which makes blimps for military. His business has also been involved in weapons manufacturing, working with the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense. Right, they're producing rifles for them, the M4 and the M16. In 2013, Pasternak hosted a fundraiser in Washington for Schiff. He later, this guy does a gabillion dollars with the Ukrainian government. I don't know where he holds a fundraiser for Schiff. Schiff probably didn't know he was Ukrainian. This stuff just gets more ludicrous as the days go on. And yet they'll keep pointing back to Trump no matter what they do. Before this time, Schiff rarely ever mentioned Ukraine. Remember, no matter what he's been on, where he's been, who he's talked to, he's never mentioned any kind of relationship with Ukraine. Right? And then, after this fundraiser that he had from the Ukrainians, he kept going on TV and demanded that we, you know, send money and arms to them. I wonder what that was all about. Now, neither Schiff nor Pasternak returned any of the requests from the local news sources for comment. Schiff will never talk to a conservative or Republican. That's how much. See, this is how much of an ideologue these people are, or ideologues they are. They're not interested in open dialogue. Listen to what they're calling for. Some of them want Trump totally knocked up from social media. Some of them want him locked up in solitary confinement. Some of them want it already drawn and quartered. Guilty before any kind of investigation. Look, he's already been through a bunch of investigations. You guys cannot make a lie the truth. It's not going to work. People don't trust you anymore. In another appearance on CNN, February 2015, Schiff said, I think that the United States should be very forward-leaning on Ukraine. According to the online biography, Pasternak was born in the former Soviet Union. He started his first company in the Ukraine. He immigrated to the United States in 1993. He's now a U.S. citizen. Well, good for him. Since that time, Pasternak's company has been awarded Ukraine defense contracts on a regular basis. Now, I'm not too wigged out about a company that keeps getting, you know, re-awarded a contract. Because once you're in there, once you're doing things, you've got some pretty large contracts done, it's hard to shift midstream and make changes. An invitation for July 18th, a fundraiser, posted online. It invited guests to Pasternak's home on Capitol Hill, not a cheap place to be, and asked that you join Igor Pasternak for a taste of Ukraine reception, honoring Congressman Adam Schiff. To attend the fundraiser, sponsors were encouraged to contribute. Chump change, guys. $2,500. Right? I mean, think about that. And guests were asked to pay $1,000. So if you're just showing up for some hors d'oeuvres, maybe a glass of wine, it was a grand. And at first they tried not to make a big deal out of it, but then at the bottom of the sheet it said, take a guess. You need to make the checks out payable to Adam Schiff for Congress. You know, I've always said the same thing. If they beat us fair and square, if they didn't play games, I'd have no problem with it. I'd be fine. But when they play games, when they cheat, when they reword things, when they try to make this big deal where there isn't any, and you go back and look, not that the Republicans aren't guilty of doing stupid stuff, but you go back and look even over the last 20 years, and you tell me who has been the most active in going after the Republicans, the most active in making it, twisting the truth, twisting everything to try to make it look like the Republicans are way out of line, that we're the dirty players. Who does voter fraud usually, majority, benefit? You want to wait? I'll look it up. I mean, think of the numbers. Who benefits in those states when there's high, low voter turnout, high voter fraud? Who wins? Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next segment.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Well, we were back. There you go. We are back. God bless. I'll figure out how to hit these buttons eventually. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, part of the conversation as a whole. All right? You know, we were talking about all this noise. They're impeaching the president. Don't you find it interesting they spent years and years and years investigating? They spent millions and millions and millions of dollars. And what they think they got him on is doing the same, well, actually, that's not even true. Some people say it's not true. Doing something much less egregious than Joe Biden did. But they're okay with that. He's one of theirs. Therefore, that makes it fine. And it's wrong. So again, Schiff has been pushing this. Schiff's got connections with the Ukrainians. He's got connections with the Russians, for that matter. And after going to a fundraiser that was put together for him, through a Ukrainian, well, he was a Ukrainian, became an American citizen. He then left from there to go out and talk about the president and everything he was doing wrong. In 2015, Schiff appeared on CNN. He was asked by the anchor Wolf of the Blitzer. You want the United States right now to not only provide humanitarian aid to Ukraine, but also start providing serious weapons, right? So after getting money from the Ukrainians several times, on more than one occasion, he's now advocating that we help them militarily and with humanitarian aid. In another appearance on CNN in February 2015, Schiff said, I think that the United States should be very forward-leaning on Ukraine. So he was pro-Ukraine. How does that change overnight? It doesn't. So if you think about this, he has attended fundraisers. He's allowed this guy to throw fundraisers for him. When you look at the online information, the donor records for Pasternak, he's donated money to politicians and organizations of both parties. Pasternak's airship company, Worldwide Eros Corporation, they're based in Montebello, California. The company has won Pentagon contracts to develop airships for surveillance and cargo delivery, among just a few things. One contract they got from the government was worth over $50 million. Now, he was quoted in Newsweek magazine back in 2017. He was talking about his M16 project. He was conceived some time ago as Ukrainian armed forces, border guards and National Guard, with time to switch to NATO standards. It would give them the time that they needed. And who do you think was going to pay for that? Who do you think was going to pay the majority of that bill? We were. You know, it's what Trump has been saying in the past and now. That the United Nations, that these countries need to step up and start taking care of themselves. We can help them. We shouldn't take over for them. We shouldn't be in the lead. We shouldn't be in the driver's seat. The scrutiny comes as Democrats ramp up their impeachment inquiry. Democrats are moving ahead with those. This is constantly happening with these people. They haven't stopped investigating Trump on pretty much anything they get their hands on since the day he got in office. I'm still a believer that Trump should just declassify everything when it came to any investigation that the Democrats were doing against Hillary, right, on the tarmac with Loretta Lynch and Billy Bob Clinton. All that stuff should be declassified. Let them run defense for a while. Let them explain themselves for a while. Wait till you see what comes out. Just this investigation alone, watch what comes out and what's said. I mean, you got to find this crazy. No, speaking of crazy. This, you know, it never stops to delight me with some of the stuff, the crazy stuff that's going on college campuses. How about a drag queen professor who brings the nightclub to the classroom? A professor's lecturing in drag at various universities. You know what? We're not the laughing stock of the world because of Trump. People don't find us just crazy because of Trump. No. They find us crazy because you can actually take a drag queen class at a college. Professors lecturing in drag at various universities in order to teach students about queer nightlife. Very important. And to bring the nightclub to the classroom. One event occurs in this classroom every Thursday night. Tufts Theater, the dance and performance studio's Professor Karim Kubachadin, whose drag name is Lahore Vajistan. Now, don't you think they're kind of making fun of a certain group of people, or he is? How come nobody's up in arms about that? He's lecturing on the diaspora, feminism, dance, globalization, and queer pleasures at Colgate University in New York. Do these not sound like high-end college classes everybody should be required to take, don't you think? Next Monday, students at Hamilton College in New York are invited to meet Lahore's Vajistan at a college-sponsored event called Lessons in Drag, where they will learn how critical social theory matters. Dr. Vajistan Your favorite South Asian drag auntie brings the nightclub to the classroom and vice versa. This is according to a flyer that they put up all over campus and other places. The flyer notes that on that evening is being sponsored by the Hamilton Anthropology Department, the Dean of Faculty, and the Asian Studies Program. The flyer, obtained by Campus Reform, was sent to Hamilton College contacts by the anthropology professor, Miriam Durrani. Now, it invited students and alumni alike to the show. See, this is what I know again. Why do these things have to be taught in college? I'm sure you go down to the local strip club and learn most of these things. I'm sure there are other places. Why should you get college credits for this? Since when did being a drag queen become such a big part of society? Just amazing. Among the photographs of a Lahore badges stand, those Instagram pictures or images are in full drag. This is just amazing to me. It's not because I'm an old white guy with white privilege and don't want to see these new age things or whatever you want to call them. I don't even know what they call them. It's because what redeeming value does this have at a college? What does teaching diaspora feminism, dance, globalization, and queer pleasures, wrapped up all in queer nightlife? You've got millions of people going to clubs on the weekends. How many of them are you interested in or are interested in queer pleasures, percentage-wise? Right? I mean, this requires that we have... See, if you have a club, the reason you have a club, not a club, a class, is we're trying to teach people about it, take the stigma off it, and kind of encourage them to go out and do. Why? Leave alone. Because what happens is in these things, and we've seen it happening over and over and over again, if I say, I am not interested in people who are in drag, I am not interested in going to see one of their shows, I have no appreciation for it, sorry, I'm not there with you, I'm not there with you reading to my kids or my grandchild, no reason whatsoever, then I'm a hater. I'm a terrible, terrible person, and I'm a hater. See, these people think that everybody should be okay and feel right about the person that they are, that they want to be, that they portray themselves as being. I mean, think about this. That's what they want. They want total freedom. Except if you want to be a conservative Christian, and that's not good. That's a bad thing to be. His university bio boasts that in addition to the professor's many academic contributions, like books about... Ascenting Gay Indian Nightlife, and Feminism Unbound. I don't even understand these terms. How about we stop with the social justice garbage? Why don't we stop talking and teaching and pushing these kind of... You want to be a drag queen? There's clubs we can go if we really want to see you. I'm sure there's channels on YouTube we can go to if we really want to see you. But you get credits for this at a college? Queering nightlife? That's a class? I'm telling you, man, we should hear a big flushing sound every time the Earth revolves around the sun. Joe Messina, I know, I'm such a happy guy, right? Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day and be safe.